Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The KDKA Morning News with Larry Richard and John Shumway.
KDKA. Larry Richard sleeping in this morning. John Shumway with you. And we go live to Alabama to CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. I stayed up late, too, and I'm tired this morning.
Well, it was quite a night in a lot of different ways. Let me first ask you, before we get to the political side of this, the South really got clobbered by this snowstorm. Was Alabama included in that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Birmingham. I'm in Montgomery today. Yeah, many of these cities were hit by it, and they were talking about how beautiful the snow was and how ugly it was cleaning up afterwards, but things are pretty good right now. The temperatures are very low, but no snow right now.
So it really probably is not going to have any impact on the turnout for tomorrow's election.
I don't think so, unless people don't like cold weather. They're used to cold weather here. It'll be fine.
Yeah, Atlanta had 6-8 yes. inches of snow. My sister's in Marietta, and they've been without power. It got very ugly as it went across the eastern seaboard. But let's talk about Alabama and the big story, of course, tomorrow's election. Doug Jones versus Roy Moore, the president supporting Roy Moore. What do the tea leaves say this morning?
Well, the tea leaves say it's going to be a very close election, and there is a chance for an amazing upset. But there's also a chance that Alabama will do what Alabama usually does and put a Republican into office. You know, a race like this in a state like this should be no contest. The Republican, whoever it is, should be a guaranteed winner. But these allegations, these accusations, which, by the way, Roy Moore continues to deny completely yesterday, a blanket denial saying he didn't even know any of these women making the accusations, has changed the race. Roy Moore is sort of gone on prevent defense the last few weeks, making very few appearances. He'll make one final one this evening with Steve Bannon, but he's not been anywhere where he can be confronted by opponents of his or news reporters. He's been very, very careful in what he's done. And the key question right now is, what will moderate Republicans who are just very upset with these accusations, find them abhorrent, can they vote for a Democrat? What's more abhorrent to them, what Roy Moore allegedly did or voting for a Democrat? They're both very difficult things for many, many Republicans here.
You know, we have heard in some of the rhetoric coming out of Alabama also an attitude of anti-establishment, if you will,
yep.
anti-Washington, anti-news media,
yep.
Saying that Washington and New York and L.A. are trying to dictate politics to us. Do you hear much of that on the ground down there?
Yeah, I mean, that's the line by the Moore supporters saying, let us vote for who we want to, stay out of our way. This is our election, not anyone else's election. Trying to combine the anti-Washington sentiment, which is always popular here, the anti-federal government sentiment, which is always strong here, fake news media allegations, Hollywood allegations. They're trying to bring them all together and say, this is the reasons these accusations have come about. But you have someone like Richard Shelby, who's a Republican who gets elected here every time he runs for office, the other Republican senator in the U.S. Senate. He said yesterday he did not vote for Roy Moore, said he couldn't.
Well, it's going to be interesting, too, if Roy Moore is elected, to see how the Senate handles it after Al Franken just went out the back door on not the same kind of allegations, but certainly caught up in the same type of scandal.
Yeah. If Roy Moore wants to fight it out, it's going to be difficult. It's not going to be easy for the Senate to kick him out. And there are some questions about whether they can actually remove him because these are allegations which occurred before he was elected. There is some belief that you can remove someone from Congress if these accusations involve the period of time that they've been in office, and these certainly do not involve that.
Meanwhile, the robocalls are ringing in Alabama, and it's president calling.
Yes. A lot of people will get a personal call from Donald Trump today. And by the way, there will be robocalls by the Moore campaign. They will use the voice of Richard Shelby in making their pitch that Republicans, moderate Republicans, can this one time vote for a Democrat.
You always find yourselves in the middle of interesting times, Steve. Yeah. I appreciate your input this morning.
Take care.
CBS News correspondents.
To the Steelers.
Well, thank you very much. We are all enjoying that this morning, to say the least.
Yes.
CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman live in Montgomery, Alabama this morning on our Disk Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. We'll take a look at your AccuWeather forecast, which, by the way, has a very significant interest of snow coming up in a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.